This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I often talk about my four tendencies personality framework that divides people into upholders, questioners, obligers, and rebels. If you don't know about this framework and you don't know your tendency, you can read an explanation and take the quiz to find out your own tendency at gretchenrubin.com/quiz. Of the four tendencies, obliger is the largest tendency, the one that the biggest number of people belong to. For both men and women, old and young, it's the biggest tendency. And the defining fact about obligers is that they readily meet outer expectations, but they struggle to meet inner expectations. In other words, they keep their promises to other people, but they often don't keep their promises to themselves. For instance, they wouldn't miss a work deadline, but they'd find it hard to exercise on their own or to keep a New Year's resolution. One crucial consequence of this pattern is that for obligers to meet inner expectations, they must create outer accountability. While people of other tendencies often benefit from the strategy of accountability, obligers require it. They need tools such as supervision, late fees, deadlines, monitoring, and consequences enforced from the outside. For obligers, this is the crucial element. Once obligers realize they need outer accountability, they are extraordinarily ingenious in finding ways to give themselves that accountability. In fact, one of my very favorite things in studying the four tendencies is to see what new imaginative solutions obligers have invented. I've amassed quite a collection. These are extraordinary. I recently came across one that I'd never encountered before, and it comes from the ancient world. This is a story about Demosthenes, a statesman in ancient Athens during the 4th century BC who was recognized as the greatest of all the ancient Greek orators. This story comes from Parallel Lives, a famous series of biographies written by the historian Plutarch in the 2nd century AD. Plutarch explains that as a young man, Demosthenes was determined to become a great orator. But when he was starting out, he was unsuccessful and couldn't command the attention of an audience. So, to develop his skills, among other things, he built an underground study where he could exercise his voice and practice his speeches, and he'd go there every day without a break. And, Plutarch adds, and this is the imaginative accountability device, quote, he would often remain there even for 2 or 3 months together, shaving one side of his head in order that shame might keep him from going abroad, even though he greatly wished to do so, quote. Now, that is an unusual idea for creating outer accountability. Shaving the hair off one half of your head so you don't want to go out in public until it grows back. I could never have thought of that. Who knows? Maybe that approach or some version of it could work for some obliger today. If you want to read more about the Four Tendencies framework and get more ideas for outer accountability, read my book, The Four Tendencies, or look on my website, GretchenRubin.com. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.